warranty. There is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back, Devil's Advocate. Hour two. Got to find Co-Devil for the entire hour. It's Batman. It's Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's the returning champ. Welcome back, Batman.
Hey, Crudy. It's great to see you. I hope you had a nice vacation.
I did. Great to get away from Fancy Brian.
I doubt that, but nice to get away, period.
I am odious. Welcome back, Matt. Real quick, before we close down the thoughts from hour one, do you ever have a bad job other than co-deviling today?
The worst work experience I had, it wasn't a horrible thing, but I was 16. I just got my driver's license. I wasn't a good driver. It's Valentine's Day. I decided to help a florist out who we knew deliver flowers on Valentine's Day. And I didn't know where to go. I was lost. I got someone's flowers at about 7:30 at night. I was just in a total panic all over the North Shore of Chicago trying to deliver flowers to these women who are waiting for their flowers and husbands or boyfriends who were making sure that those flowers delivered. I was catching hell because I was so late. It was a horrible experience. But
I would feel like better late.
Brian's chicken room, not so bad.
I'd feel like as long as the flowers got there during the Valentine day, you know, before bedtime at least, if you don't get flowers there before bedtime, that's really going to wreck my dessert plans.
Yeah, no, I think I wrecked a lot of dessert plans that night.
He's Matt Rothschild, Matt. Let's talk about those doing a good or perhaps bad job here in the state of Wisconsin. It's soon to be an election year. Matt, how's the governor doing?
He's playing goalie. That's all he's doing. I worry about Tony Evers against Rebecca Clayfish. I worry that that she may win if it's a strong Republican year around the country like it's supposed to be. Tony Evers is not a natural politician. He's not a natural campaigner. You know, he's the opposite of Bill Clinton. He's not a slappy on the back guy. He's not a good debater. He's not a good public speaker. He's a nice man, and that got him elected. On top of Walker fatigue and a lot of people at the grassroots doing a lot of incredible work. But I worry this time around that, he may not make it. The last poll I saw, I had him slightly underwater with his negatives slightly higher than his positives. The right-wing base right now is motivated like nobody's business with this ridiculous big lie. And they'll probably come out and vote in droves. And then, is the progressive base going to come out and vote in droves? I don't know.
Matt, do you see any parallels between the candidacy of Tony Evers? And here in the state of Wisconsin, there were a lot of Democrats that ran for governor. I know a few.
I know one.
outside of those that did it on a lark, there were a number of serious candidates. But I think the electorate, the voters, just felt like anybody but Scott Walker. There were a lot of fine candidates, a lot of good Democrats. Tony Evers had the highest name recognition. He had won statewide election. He was the head of the education department, effectively, a superintendent of public instruction. And he is a nice, older, white guy in a similar mode to perhaps Joe Biden. And we saw a similar sort of dynamic in the primaries play out on the presidential level. And Joe Biden wasn't exactly wowing him in Iowa. I was down there. I was at a few of Joe's events. And Joe didn't win the early primaries, but eventually Joe became the candidate. And I feel like the Democratic electorate said, well, anybody but Trump. Anybody but Trump. But here's the problem. Now that Joe Biden's been the president, now that Tony Evers has been the governor, they both got to run on their own respective records. And they're a little lackluster. People have been playing defense. They are effectively a goalie against bad governance. And the president's had a hard time advancing his agenda through Manchin and Sinema. So if you don't have the no one fell in love with Biden in the same way they did with Barack Obama or Tony Evers in the same way they perhaps did with a more charismatic Dem. So now that they're out there running on their own records, man, I'm worried about both these candidates.
I'm worried also. And here in Wisconsin, I mean, Rebecca Clayfish, people don't associate directly with Scott Walker, even though she was the lieutenant governor. But it's not that visceral. I can't stand Scott Walker. I'm going to do whatever I can to get this guy out of office who's ruined our state.
Because he kind of marginalized her, and she was not his preferred lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. That was Brett Davis. But she did serve 8 years under the man.
Yeah, for sure. But so Democrats are going to try to pin the Walker label on her. But it's one thing to run against the guy himself, Walker, and another thing to run against his lieutenant governor who was shoved into a closet for 8 years. The thing about Evers, though, going back to the last primary, the Democratic primary for governor, I think he benefited from the fact that those debates weren't publicized. They weren't on TV.
You mean with Scott Walker?
No, with Paul Soglin and Mike McCabe and your guy Matt Flynn, because look, he was a terrible debater. I'm a geek, so I watch one on my computer. But he couldn't even answer the questions about education that well, and that's his portfolio.
My belief was the biggest reason Tony Evers, once he was the nominee, he fared poorly in the general elective debate as well. But it was a Friday night debate, and if I recall correctly, it was like Green Bay Packers family night, and it was not a well-viewed debate, let's say, all things considered, like an hour and 15-minute debate, and nobody watched it. And it was probably to the Democrats' benefit that no one really saw the fact he wasn't really very good.
Yeah, he's not a good debater, and also if running against Rebecca Clayfish, maybe she'll pull better among suburban independent women and so-called moderate Republican women in all across the state, and especially in the WOW counties, some of whom were sick of Walker. And so, this is a real dilemma for Democrats and progressives in Wisconsin if Tony Evers can't get across the finish line in November, because, look, there are all these anti-voter bills that they'll just bring off the shelf. There's the crazy anti-abortion stuff. There's the Wisconsin Elections Commission that they'll probably destroy if they get the power to destroy it. So it's a really important election. I mean, to some extent, I think Tony Evers has gotten his voice a little bit over the last several months, understanding what he's up against as far as these folks who hate democracy. I mean, I think that's what should be on the ballot. Are you in favor of democracy or not? Because we have a lot of these Republicans like Gableman and Rampton, Representative Rampton, who wants to, rescind our Electoral College votes a year after the Electoral College is over. I mean, it's crazy land out there.
Well, Rantham tried to get me and Fancy Brian and Dominic arrested last Christmas. Called the cops on us.
You were messing with the Christmas tree.
Apparently we were.
He was mad that I was singing better lyrics than they were.
I hate to digress, but there is some breaking news on a national level. Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell convicted on all but one charge of helping to recruit, groom, and sexually abuse underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. So apparently lots of guilty verdicts coming down against Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, thank God for that.
Well, I'm not sure that is quite as, the fact that Epstein never had a stand trial in a legitimate way, of course, leaves a little bitter taste in the victim's mouth, I suspect. But Matt Rothschild is my fine code devil. And Matt, I brought you around to talk a little bit about the big lie. And the big lie, you mentioned it, the big lie, the coup, it's still active. They're still doing it in plain sight, in slow motion. Hell, they've asked for more money and an extension on the time. Let's look back to last January. Matt, right here in the state of Wisconsin, there were 15 Republican lawmakers that sent a letter to the Vice President of the United States the day before the insurrection and said, please do not certify the Electoral College. And above and beyond that, there were 10 fraudulent electors, including Bob Spindell, who is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, who claimed that they were duly elected Trump electors from the state of Wisconsin, where Joe Biden clearly won. We know, we've recounted, we've audited, we know the outcomes.
So in hindsight, this looks to me like these Republicans were in cahoots with White House strategists to engage in the coup. They were setting up the coup from Wisconsin. This was the Wisconsin angle on the so-called Green Bay sweep that Steve Bannon was calling it. The Green Bay sweep, it included these false electors.
Call the play, run the play.
Yeah, crazy. These Wisconsin false electors and then the 15 legislators, including Janelle Branchon, Representative Branchon, who is head of the Wisconsin Assembly Committee on Elections, if you can believe that.
Well, I can believe it because I live in the state. Matt, they were setting up effectively a circumstance where either the House of Representatives gets to pick state by state who they want the president to be. And if you live in a Republican state, and according to the House of Representatives, we would have a Republican advantage. Well, the state of Wisconsin, if left to Republicans who have no morals, no compass, they would have voted and effectively instituted Donald Trump, despite the vote and the will of the people, Matt. They would have made Donald Trump president.
Or
and here
Pence
in the state,
could have, Pence could have taken that slate of false electors out of his pocket and said, well, here are the real electors for Wisconsin. Even though Trump lost here, I'm going to say that Trump won. And here are the electors on the Republican side that I'm going to certify.
Well, Matt, by consideration of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, it was only a 4-3 vote whether or not they were going to overturn the electoral outcome in the state of Wisconsin through some act of the Supreme Court.
Exactly. That was about a year ago, almost to the day, where the Wisconsin Supreme Court, only by a 4-3 majority with Justice Hagedorn playing the hero in this one, saying that this would be an unprecedented and gigantic step to take to throw away tens of thousands of ballots that the other three conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court seem perfectly happy to do.
He's Batman. He's Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, are you excited about the new Batman movie coming out?
Hadn't thought about it, really.
Sort of the namesake, at least the moniker's sake. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates on the other side. Your phone calls could be a part. 844-967-2789. We'll talk about more. The big lie, the coup, the Green Bay sweep. It's ongoing.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
The pen is truly mightier than the sword.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on, let's get...